Dreamscape presents Black Tie Optional by Anne-Marie Walker. Narrated by Monique McKenna and Sebastian Grove.
Chapter 1. Just like clockwork, Olivia thought. She watched the gas-guzzling SUV roll to a stop alongside the curb, its hazard lights blinking as if some sort of justification for bringing a full lane of Chicago's morning rush hour to a grinding halt. Every day, the sleek black car stopped in exactly the same location, so the almighty Coleman Grant III could get the same extra-hot double-shot Americano from the same big-chain coffee shop, bypassing the smaller neighborhood establishments trying to stay afloat as corporate America runs them into the ground. A mountain of a man in mirrored aviator shades jumped out of the front seat to open the rear door, giving Olivia a clear view of the luxury vehicle's interior. Two leather captain's chairs with fold-down keyboards and armrest tablet holders sat facing several television monitors mounted above what appeared to be a full-service bar. Forget running a business. It looked as though Coleman Grant ran NASA from his back seat. Honestly, what could possibly be so important that it couldn't keep until he got to the office? The commute from his Gold Coast penthouse to his Loop headquarters was less than 2 miles. Hadn't the guy ever heard of just chilling out with some tunes? Olivia approached the car just as Grant climbed out of the back seat. He paused to button the jacket of his navy blue Tom Ford, and for a moment she forgot he was an arrogant, self-righteous prick hell-bent on destroying the environment one species at a time. For a moment, she allowed herself to take in the physical perfection standing in front of her. From his dark, wavy hair that stood in an artfully rumpled mess, to the blue eyes that seared her skin, to his full, sensual lips, everything about Coleman Grant oozed power and sex. And not the perfunctory kind, either. But the sheet-clawing, heart-stopping, gasping for air after you've screamed so loud you can't breathe kind. But then his eyes narrowed, and his lips curved into a knowing smirk, and Olivia remembered exactly who she was dealing with. "Mr. Grant," she began. The bodyguard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?